So, Rob, before we get into the event itself, I wanted to ask you about the local act that performed Trio. They were relegated to sets on the campground rather than inside the festival. How did things work out for Trio this year?
I think they worked out pretty good. They seemed really excited to be there when I saw them on Saturday, even though they were set up on a new roving stage called the Rambler. It's not easy to get a crowd pumped up for a show at 11 a.m. on a Saturday, but I credit those guys from Trio for really bringing the same energy they did on Friday and Sunday. They got a total of three shows while they were there, even though they had only anticipated playing two, but they were more than happy to play all three. I think most bands just want to play for an audience no matter what. So in the end, it worked out, even though they weren't on one of the main stages inside the Woodlands like Delaware bands in the past.
And regarding the festival itself, one thing that a number of fans noted, particularly those that had been there previously, was that crowds seem to be lighter this year. Firefly organizer Red Frog Events says no, it estimates 90,000 for the weekend days. What was your impression being on the grounds of the crowd size?
I find it hard to believe that there were 90,000 people there, honestly, for Saturday or Sunday, Tom. I equate it to this. You know how a lot of times at baseball games, the announcers might say 50,000 paid attendance, but when you know the crowds are maybe half of that. Perhaps that was the same issue here, that maybe Firefly sold the same or close to the same amount of wristbands, but just not everyone showed up or stuck around for certain acts. It's hard to say, because it was clear that there was plenty of space for moving around, even for some of the higher profile acts. I can remember the VIP area by the main stage having to let one in for one out before the Foo Fighters show a few years ago. And on Sunday evening of this year's festival, before the shows by 30 Seconds to Mars and Muse, the place was half full.
And you did talk to the Red Frog people about some other possible explanations for why there seemed to be more room or things seemed to feel less crowded. What were some of the explanations that they were kind of giving you for why maybe things felt a little bit different than they had in years past?
Yeah, really, the only thing I think that changes from year to year is the lineup. And there are several people I know that had gone most years that had saw the lineup for this year and then decided to pass. It was very heavy on DJs and EDM artists, which I think appeals to a younger crowd. Granted, I'm 40, and I know a lot of people in their late 30s and early 40s who are making those complaints. But, you know, Red Frog Events, which has organized this event since its inception in 2012, has said that they are pretty happy with the way things currently are and, you know, seem to be really happy with the way the weather was and the crowds were good. So I think they're pretty happy with the way things went overall, even though they might not be willing to admit that it may have been a down year, at least in terms of numbers.
And they had said that perhaps things were organized better, that perhaps things were laid out better. But I gather from what you're saying is that those type of things, even if they did have an impact, didn't have the kind of big impact that would explain away that feeling that was less crowded.
I don't think so. I think it really comes down to lineup. I think from year to year, you know, they might change up the amenities and, you know, expand on some of the bars and the food options and whatnot. But I think when they kind of take a look at things after the dust has settled and get some fan feedback, they might kind of, I don't know if they would on the record go back on what they said about 90,000 people, but they might look at it as kind of a wake-up call that, you know, changing the lineup as drastically as I felt they did this year, leaning heavily on EDM and DJs and hip-hop and foregoing more of the traditional four- and five-piece bands that play instruments. I think once they see that fan reaction in the aftermath, they might consider, you know, tipping the scales back toward a more balanced festival next year.
Which I guess comes as a bit of a surprise, maybe perhaps to the organizers who build this year's Firefly as a fan-curated event. The idea that you were kind of responding to fans, did that maybe just not work out as well as they thought it would? Or maybe they really were talking inside maybe a bubble with certain fans?
It's possible. I mean, I think the fan experience has always been a top priority for Firefly. You know, if the fans aren't happy and don't come back, there is no festival. However, this idea of being fan-curated, which you heard a lot from the Red Frog people this year, I think speaks directly to the amenities, but to a greater extent, the lineup. If Red Frog is following fan commentary primarily on social media, they're seeing what the younger fans want, which is evident from this year's lineup. I just think they need to realize that there are a lot of fans out there, maybe in an older age bracket, as I mentioned, that just don't use social media as much, and so they might feel like they don't have as much of a voice in the matter or as much of a say in the matter. I'm really hoping that we get back to the likes of Beck and Tom Petty and Vampire Weekend and the Lumineers. I think those are the acts that put this festival on the map. I think there's room for a good mix of EDM and DJ alongside your prototypical bands, but I think this year the former was favored over the latter.
So maybe there was a bit of a social media echo chamber that the Firefly kind of got caught in, even if their numbers were right, let's say, or close to right, around 90,000, maybe if it was even, let's say, 70 or 80,000, it does feel like that Firefly has hit a bit of a plateau. Is there any possibility Firefly would consider expanding further? Can they even expand on the site at the Woodlands?
Yeah, I talked to some of the representatives while I was there from Red Frog. They've organized this event since its inception in 2012. They've seen it grow and expand. And they said that they're pretty happy with their current footprint. And if anything, they would expand on the amount of days, perhaps including a second weekend before expanding the grounds or the amount of attendees. In 2011, South by Southwest in Austin, Texas moved to 10 days. They used to be a four-day weekend, and they started to include interactive media events lasting 5 days, music for 6 days, and films running concurrently for 9 days. Now, that's a different kind of a festival, sure, but if Firefly were to go to 10 days or 2 weekends, I don't see how they could avoid opening the lineup to more than just musical acts.
It's an interesting prospect, particularly in a city like Dover, which may not have maybe the kind of venues that that in Austin, Texas, or some other places might have to have these kind of secondary events.
Yeah, it would be tough. I mean, you would definitely have to get more of Dover Downs involved, the Rollins Center and venues like that, and even other smaller bars or, some sort of movie houses or theaters for any kind of film screenings. And that's a major undertaking. I don't know if Firefly would want to get outside of the Woodlands. I don't necessarily think they should, but if they look toward 2 weekends, that's a lot of music to book. Especially with the popularity of festivals. There are a lot of bands that played Firefly that also played Coachella and Bonnaroo. So you get close to overlap. If they were to go 8 days, 240 weekends, maybe it's doable. That's something they have to consider. But it seems like they would rather grow the days first before growing the footprint of the Woodlands itself or trying to bump up the attendees into, 100,000 a day on the weekend.
And the other part of that equation is Dover International Speedway, which owns the grounds. They obviously have this event, Firefly. They have their two NASCAR races every year. What about Dover International Speedway? Are they looking to do anything more with these grounds outside of Firefly and these NASCAR races?
Yeah, when I spoke with Gary Camp, who's the Assistant Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Dover International Speedway, which obviously is separate from Dover Downs. I mean, the International Speedway is the speedway side of things and the racing and the woodlands that they lease, whereas Dover Downs is more the casino side of things and the hotel side of things. He said that he felt like, at least for Dover International Speedway, this Firefly is very much a resume builder for the venue itself. He mentioned actually a live production of the TV show American Ninja Warrior, despite negotiations with their producers falling through. But he mentioned that as some of the possibilities for the venue itself. We all know what happened with Punk and Chunkin' and the insurance issues there, but Dover International Speedway, that system, that organization has helped with even with off-site events like Dogfish Head's Analog Go-Go, which was held for the first time in Newcastle County last year. I mean, if they can manage Firefly and two NASCAR events and off-site events, then I think the sky is the limit for the Speedway and for their staff. If they were to continue to host big events there, they might have to bring Dover Downs and the Rollins Center into the equation. I don't know how that would work contractually because it seems like they're two separate entities.
Right.
But I think they've run things pretty darn well for Firefly. I mean, even this year with the numbers being down as I see them, it's still run incredibly smooth. I mean, you didn't really see much involvement with police. You didn't hear about many fights, and security was in pretty good shape, and logistics and flow, and all those issues with traffic from a few years back seem to have dissipated. So I think they've got a pretty good handle on how to run a major four-day festival.
Rob, we appreciate the time, and thanks for all the work over the weekend and letting us know what's going on with Firefly.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.